Blog Talk Radio.
Right here with Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. Want to say thank you to you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And also want to take the time to just let everybody know who called in on the show last week, all my independent artists. Hey, y'all jams was banging, and thank you for sending me your jams for the show. But again, my female rappers, where are you? I called you out. I want you to do a rap battle. Nobody hit me up, so you still got time. Hit me up at opentalk2yahoo.com so we can get a rap battle going. But again, thank of my supporters, because you know what? I have different styles of the infallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their craft. So again, this is what the show is all about. It's about living your life, your dreams, because this is your reality. All right, remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. Your life, your dream, your reality. And again, I'm looking for my independent artists to hit me up at opentalk2yahoo.com so I can get your content on my show on Open Talk 2 and on nowhiphop.com. Email again is opentalk2yahoo.com. All right, you know what time it is. I got to take a turn for the worst. Got to change it around a little bit, you know I'm messy. I was gotta put it out there with my Real Housewives in Atlanta. I'm rolling by myself today, but it's okay. All right, y'all saw the show. What did y'all think? I was kind of glad the girls all bonded. Everybody did really, really well. Was it because one was missing? What do y'all think? I don't know, but the girls did a good job. I was glad Phaedra and Kenya bonded. I was liking that. Hopefully it'll stay that way. Portia and Claudia kind of even bonded a little bit. You know, everything was pretty cool. I like that. I like that. So can't wait to see what the season finale is going to be about. And I did miss my girl NeNe. Kudos to her. She was on Broadway, so she was making her coins, y'all. So we can't be mad at her. But all right, had to watch My Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta, the reunion part one. All I can say, it was a mess. That's all I can say. I just kind of wait till next week when, so I can see with my boo, what he going to talk about, what's going on with him and Tahari and Amina. Hopefully he'll make the right decision. But our girl from Houston, Texas, you know, I can't say nothing bad about her. I just say, you know, I give credit where credit is due. She can blow. I like her jam. So, but anyway, moving on from that, I also watch my Black Ink Crew. You know, Seeds and Dutch had their engagement party. And Houston, Texas was back up in the house some kind of way. I don't know where she got there, but she was there. But, Dutch is daddy kind of fine, y'all, you know. I was like, I'm military. What you think? Think Caesar was scared of that daddy? I don't know. But today, last week on the show, again, I dedicated my show to all the independent artists, played all their hot jams, all the interviews that I had. You know, so I want to send a shout-out to my James brothers, Louisiana. You know, hey, what's going on out there? Also, want to send a shout-out to my Airtime America Radio, XQRK Los Angeles and AV News Talk. Hello out there. Y'all doing okay? But today on the show, gonna be rolling with my boy, VH1 Black Ink Crew. Gonna be rolling with Puma today, y'all. So stay tuned for that. Gonna drop an oldie but goodie. And when I come back, gonna have Puma up in here. So don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Don't go nowhere.
Yo, what's up? I'm Cindy Open the Flow, and you inside the box with my own girl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2.
I'm cool with the flow. Shaka Zulu, man. All right. We got
blast from the past.
Bye.
the show, I'm rolling with a hot tattoo artist. I'm rolling with my boy Puma from the Black Ink Crew. What's up, Puma?
What's going on? What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on down there?
Nothing much, man. The weather breaking. It's getting a little bit warmer over here, so, you know.
Well, tell the listeners a little bit about who is Puma. How did you get started inking?
Well, basically, you know, it was a bunch of us that was in Black Ink way before the show. You know, the shop used to be called Black Ink Gallery back in the day, and, you know, I was one of actually the original people that was there before, like, almost everybody. So, you know, it was just, you know, being a part of it and helping build the business and now seeing it on a TV show is pretty amazing.
Okay. Well, how did you get into the actual artist? You know, how did you start, you know, doing tattoo artists?
Well, actually, it just, I really don't do actual tattoos. I've been in the business of the tattoo industry.
Okay.
And I got actually into being in trouble. You know what I mean? Being a little kid out here in the Bronx and getting in trouble. I had to find something to do after school to not be hanging around the people that I was hanging around.
Okay.
And I ended up in a tattoo shop and, you know, ended up learning a lot of stuff and being around different types of people and different cultures. And went from there.
Okay, and the rest is history, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell me what's going on. What project you working on? I know something hot going down.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually working on a little book, actually. I'm trying to really give people, I guess, my perspective of being on TV. You know how everybody watches all these Love & Hip Hop reunions and Black Ink Crew.
Right.
They all want to know what it is to be on TV, what's, like, real, what's fake, and, you know, I kind of want to write a book from my perspective, you know, like, everybody has their own different perspective.
So, is it real? A lot of the reality stuff that y'all go through, is it real?
It's definitely real.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Like, I know a few episodes ago, y'all had a little confrontation when you dropped a chicken wing on the
floor.
Was that scripted or was that real?
No, that was real. You know, there was like an argument going on that day. Like, you know what I mean? There was a lot of people that were feeling the way everybody thought I was hating, but I've been like one of the people, I've been the butt of everybody's joke through many seasons of this show, you know, and to come back and you're doing good and, you know, you make jokes with people and people didn't know how to take the jokes that I was making. It seemed like hate, but it really was just jokes on them because, you know, they always joking on me and, you know, it just happened. I was eating a piece of chicken and when he told me to get the F out, I just was like, whatever, and I, you know, F your shop and F you, and it just, like, ended up like that, you know, and it kind of would have been anything, though, if I would have had a cup in my hand, if I would have had...
You would have dropped that, too.
I would have dropped that, too. Like,
yeah,
that's why I don't want people to be like, oh, he just with chicken. No, it had nothing to do about the chicken. It was just more of the disrespect right then and there,
right.
How people were talking.
So let me ask you, are UNCs, are y'all still cool pretty much?
No.
Really? Oh, no.
As you keep watching the episode, you can see how that relationship pans out.
Okay.
So cool or not, you know?
Okay.
And now, you know, it's nothing.
Well, so do you, are you and Kwani getting a spinoff or... Y'all just basically gonna do y'all's thing.
We're right here. We're just like trying to make it happen. Who knows?
Okay.
You know, it's never know what could happen with us Robinsons. You know,
that's
and our
right.
crazy life. But being a young couple and raising a child and being married. You know,
my girl Kwani. I love Kwani. Kwani was doing her thing. You know what? That episode, I was tickled when she was out trying to get a. Help an old girl, you know, do a photo shoot. You came across the baby. I said, now, you know what, Puma, I can just beat you up. Nigga, wrong for that. That was funny.
You still love me after last week. I appreciate it.
I love you, Kwani.
I was going to say.
Okay.
Yes. You know, I just had to make sure she heard that somebody.
That's right. I do. I love my girl now.
Yes.
But yeah, you know what? Y'all are a cute couple. I love the way y'all do things on the show. But you know what? I keep saying, so what's going on with the ink? What is it? Ink 124?
Yeah,
you
well,
still there?
If you watch the season, you're gonna watch how bad all pans out. Like,
okay.
You gotta literally watch my ups and downs. You know, I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? You still gotta watch the show.
I am.
You know, you're gonna see my ups and downs and see if I'm victorious or if I fail. You know,
okay.
And that's the best part about it. You know,
okay.
Like my storyline, what I try to present is just real life. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't handed anything. I actually had to work for everything that I had. You know, like and building stuff from the ground up. So
okay.
You get to watch me go through it. You know what I mean? I'm trying to like motivate people to see you can pick yourself back up. You know what I mean? Many people try to bring you down.
Right. That's
about you. You know what I mean? You got to keep getting back up and you know keep going for yours.
So do you still talk to any of the cast members? Like you know, Oshie,
I mean, I talked to Sassy earlier today.
Okay.
Her all the time, but that's about it. I mean, I really be focused on my family. And
that's right.
You know, so honestly, and like I really don't overly do it. You know, like this stuff that happened during the show that I just see how people change as each season started going. And
mm-hmm.
A lot of people forgot that we came from something. It wasn't the Black Ink Crew show. It was the Stockholm Black Ink Gallery. And all the stuff that hard work that came from that. You know, a lot of people forget. And I just not about the faking. And
so when will be expecting your book?
I've been writing it for the past like 5-6 months now.
Okay.
It's been coming out good, and I like what's going on. And plus, I'm still, my storyline has to end because, you know, the show is still on, and I'm still going through stuff. So I still want people to, like, really get the full feel, you know what I mean? Like, I'm literally writing it as the season is on, so you get to get that feeling also, you know what I mean? Like, what you go through, why the show is actually on, and what I go through, you know, and get the real inside. And I feel like some people may get it, you know, and, like, some people may not.
Okay.
But I just want to give my perspective on how to deal with being on television and being in the public eye.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you took the time to call this show tonight. And, of course, you got to keep me in the loop. Let me know when this book is going to be published. I'm going to follow you on Twitter and all that.
And,
so,
yeah, if you follow me on all social media,
I will.
That's on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. You know, just follow me on that stuff. And, you know, I'm definitely going to be letting it all out. By the end of the year, it should all be done, though.
Okay. All righty. Well, thanks for calling the show.
Thank you. Make sure everybody keeps watching. I keep crew
we
every Monday.
We will.
The mid-9 p.m.
You gotta grind. Gotta grind.
Yeah, we got Cindy on the track. Old school track, new school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's the story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims of thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm kicking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this is just for the bird. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I spit in real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it. Gotta grind, I'm just giving you the real. Cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it. Gotta grind, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writer's on the wall on how to survive. Let them hate us hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hype, I live these lines. I wrote books on business, now I'm rocking the mic. Spitting game to generations, hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, have to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lessons so my people can ball. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it. Gotta grind, I'm just giving you the real. Cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the
the only way to get it. Nothing in this real is giving. Stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind. Stay focused in on your mission, keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it, gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you, hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded, there's more ways to go and gain dough. It don't make you lame, little homie, to have your own goals. Don't follow the pack, be a leader and cut your own road. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases, getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. You gotta cry before you walk, then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him, I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and come and stop wilding. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end, you have the power.
You gotta grind. That's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given. Stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Send another shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed KB on the joint. Making some big moves. Doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
You gotta grind.
All right, y'all. Hope you enjoyed the interview with my boy Puma. So y'all heard a little of the scoop. Him and Steve are not buddies anymore. So I hope y'all heard that. Things unfold during the show. So y'all definitely got to check him out. Check him out. Check him out. I just got through Snapchatting him. So it's more gossip. But all right. Again, thank you for listening to the show. Next week on the show, going to have hot artists, going to have DMX up in this camp. Y'all got to stay tuned for that. Also going to have Sarah Stokes coming up. She going to be rolling through. Also going to have Biz Markie. He's going to be rolling up in here with me too. So y'all stay with me. Also, y'all, first home game with the Houston Power is going to be this Saturday at 7 o'clock at Lutheran North. Go to the website, HoustonPowerFootball.com, and check them out. Make sure you support the team. Still not too late if y'all want to play. We can squeeze you in a little bit. Just hit us up at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com and check out the information for details. All right, y'all, follow me on Twitter, OpenTalk2. Like me at Facebook at OpenTalk2. You got any ideas you want to share? You got a storyline? Hit me up at OpenTalk2Yahoo.com. And also want to send a shout-out to my nephew. He just posted a sweet little post on his aunt on Facebook. Love you, nephew. But all right, y'all. Again, my female rappers, if y'all not scared, y'all ready to go to the yard, play with the big boys, hey, come on, hit me up. We have a rap battle this Friday, OpenTalk2Yahoo.com. And I'm going to leave y'all with a little mix that I made. So, I'm out of here.
Because the future of the world depends on it, for it's not the job. Yeah. You bitch, brother, can see me with a bird's eye view. Ooh, in the live, in the live, no head to spin. Yeah.